bringing you the very best music from film, television, and video games. This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Show on demand.
To Film Music Mix here on the Cinematic Sounds website. My name is Rob Daniels, and I host the movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program Visions in Sound on CKWR 98.5 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. I've known Eric from the early days of my show, and when he asked me to do a show for his website, well, I've just jumped at the opportunity. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I love to search through record stores and used CD shops for obscure scores. Now, sometimes you'll find the strangest scores in the weirdest places. Sometimes I'll spend hours shuffling through stacks of records or CDs just to find music or that certain soundtrack that has been either abandoned or sold without the realization of what the previous owner had. However, like I said, it's sometimes not always the record stores and CD shops that yield some of the best and unusual scores. Sometimes it's a place that you'd never expect. More on that a little bit later. Well, first up on the show is a cue from the 1973 film called L'Apocalypse des Animaux by Vangelis. Now, before I get a huge amount of email saying it's pronounced Vangelis and that's all, you know, no, I have it on very, very, very good authority that it is pronounced, in fact, Vangelis. Now, I found L'Apocalypse des Animaux at a used CD shop with an online wish list. I love this feature. You join the wish list and add music to it. When the CD shows up, you're either emailed or called to let you know that it's been found. I find this much better and much more satisfying than eBay and a lot less stressful and a lot less expensive. I love Vangelis' music from 1982's Blade Runner to 1992's 1492, The Conquest of Paradise, to 2004's Alexander, and pretty much everything in between. However, this early Vangelis has slipped under my radar, and was only after a blind purchase that I picked it up. This is a gem of a score. You can hear a lot of the basis for many of his later scores here. If you don't have this, I highly recommend tracking it down. It is truly an amazing listen. Now, the cue I've chosen to play on the show, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, is La Sang Bleu. Was a little bit of music from the Vangelis album L'Apocalypse des Animaux, and that was a cue called La Sang Bleue.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Well, welcome back to Cinematic Sound, and my name is Rob Daniels, host of a movie, TV, and video game soundtrack program called Visions and Sound on CKWR 98.5 FM in Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. This next cue comes from an unusual score that I happened to find in a used bin in a record store in town here. Christopher Franke's score to The Calling. Now, when most people think of Christopher Franke, they think of his early years in Tangerine Dream, or his scores from Babylon 5. The Calling is sort of different for Franke, as it doesn't have his usual sound. Right away, you don't identify it as a score that he's done. It was released on the Adele label, and while not really all that hard to find, it's often overlooked when it comes to Franke's scores. So here is a cue off The Calling, called Resurrection. Thank you. That was a cue called Resurrection off of the Christopher Franke score to The Calling. Now, this next cue comes from James Cameron's directorial debut, Piranha 2, The Spawning. The score here popped up in a reduced to clear bin, and believe me, I was as stunned as anyone to find this score. Composed by Stelvio Cipriani, and I tried to say that 10 times fast, Stelvio Cipriani, this score is surprisingly good for a B-movie. Now, Cameron defends his first film as being, without a doubt, the finest flying piranha movie ever made. Now, with that in mind, have a listen to Prelude from Stelvio Cipriani, and writing actually under the name Steve Powder, and this his score to Piranha 2, The Spawning. The Prelude cue from Piranha 2, The Spawning.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Well, welcome back to Cinematic Sounds On Demand, as my name is Rob Daniels. I'm very pleased to have been invited by Eric to do a show for this website. And next up on a journey through some obscure scores, I take a look at the music from a film called The Dragon and the Hawk. Never heard of it, you say? Well, you're not alone. I had never heard of it either. This martial arts movie from 2000 features a score by Guy Bianchini, and actually got a limited release. While this score is pretty standard action scoring on a budget, as you can almost tell right off the bat, it is an interesting listen. Now, this is a cue called The Right Thing.
Thank you.
And that was a little bit of music from Guy Bianchini's score to The Dragon and the Hawk. Well, now up next is a cue from a 1991 film called Bingo. One of the things that kind of makes this score obscure is the fact that the record label doesn't exist anymore, so copies of this score are rather hard to come by. However, this Richard Gibbs score, released on the Bay Cities Records label, is a fun little score that slipped under my radar on its first time around, but basically showed up at the used store I frequent, and I grabbed onto it right away. I chose a cue called The Chase, The Fire, The Chase, The Fire. Was just a little bit of the Richard Gibbs score to the 1991 film Bingo. Often unusual places yield the strangest score finds, and what better than your local public library to find a score that I didn't even know was released from a movie I barely remember. John Ottman's score to the forgettable 2001 film Bubble Boy is, for what it is, a fairly decent score. Ottman has a lot of fun with the subject matter. Also, believe it or not, this score was released on the Varese Saraband label. If you can track this one down, actually give it a listen, especially if you like John Ottman. Now, the cue chosen here is simply called Freaks. And that was Freaks off the Bubble Boys score by John Ottman. Up next on the show is from a score that you don't necessarily associate with this composer. When one thinks of Michael Kamen, you immediately think of Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, or Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. However, this score to a 1992 film is also worth a listen. I found the score to Let Him Have It in a bin of a music store that was going to become a clothing store in Midland, Ontario. Yeah, explain that one. What is great about this release is the fact that it's not only composed by Michael Kamen, but also includes some additional music co-composed by Edward Shearmer in kind of one of his early roles as a composer. The cue you'll hear is called The Roof.
Thank you.
Well, that's a cue called The Roof from Let Him Have It, composed by Michael Kamen. And a little bit of Edward Shearmer in there as well. Well, now up next is a rather unusual choice for the show. When this particular score came my way, I was wondering where this film came from and why the score was even released. All Hat, I kid you not, that's the name. All Hat, if you can get past the name, is a film where an ex-con returns to his rural Ontario roots to outwit a corrupt and wealthy thoroughbred owner trying to take over a slew of local farms. Now, in the end, the score actually comes across pretty well, and it was something I didn't expect. The score was composed by Bill Frisell and was released on the Emercy label. Now, the cue you'll hear in this segment is called John Hardy, Ray Returns to Etta. And that's a cue from the film All Hat by composer Bill Frisell.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Well, welcome back to Cinematic Sounds on Demand, as I'm looking at obscure scores. I'm a huge fan of video games, so when I find an obscure game score, I really get excited. This is the case with Frank Kaplecki's score to Command & Conquer Red Alert. What is always a great find is a score that you didn't even know existed. Frank Kaplecki has been composing music for games from the early days, including Dune 2, The Lion King, Blade Runner, and many, many more. I found this score in a bookstore, again, one of the places that you don't expect to find scores. Also, in the spine label, I found the remains of a cigarette. I kid you not. Strange things you find. Anyway, the cue you hear in this section is actually called Hell March.
We'll be right back.
That was a little bit of music from the video game Command & Conquer Red Alert.
The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Well, welcome back to Cinematic Sounds on Demand. My name is Rob Daniels. Last up on today's show is a score I obtained at a university bookstore clear out in what I like to call the Edmonton Purchase. I was in Edmonton for a radio conference, and we had some downtime, so I decided to check out a bookstore there. Wow, I found some great stuff, and it was all 80% off. Stuff like this you don't find very often, so take the chance if you get it. I found some great scores, such as the first Mad Max film, Die Hard 2 score by Michael Kamen, and many, many others, including this unusual Nino Rota score. Now, I had known Nino Rota for writing the score to The Godfather, so when I discovered this score touted on the front cover as a rare score composed by Nino Rota, I blindly picked it up. It was the score to the 1966 Italian comedy called Shoot Loud, Louder, I Don't Understand. Released on the DRG label, it's a fun score from a film that I'd never heard of and was happy to pick it up. The score runs the instrumental gamut from bongos to theremin to cheesy organ. It's really a lot of fun. Before I play the score cue that I chose, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Eric for inviting me to do the show on Cinematic Sounds on Demand. I hope you've enjoyed the show and will listen to Visions and Sound every morning from 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern Time on CKWR 98.5 FM. Now, if you're outside the area, you can live stream the show at ckwr.com at the same time, 2 to 4 a.m. Also, if you have any questions about the music that I've played on the show, you can also contact me at visionsinsound2000@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll end off the show with some music from Shoot Loud, Louder, I Don't Understand by Nino Rota. This cue is called Raquel. See you next time on Cinematic Sounds.